जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर दारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, जमुना तीर वन चारे, जमुना तीर वन चारे, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजगाचार्य अष्टोतज डिवाइन ग्रेस सभी चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की, इस्कान फाउंडर आचार्य शिला प्रभुपाद की, जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजगाचार्य अष्टोतज डिवाइन ग्रेस शिला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, नामाचार्य शिला हरिदास ठाकुर की, प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदि गौर भक्त वृंद की, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग, शिला प्रभुपाद की जय हो। ओम ज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः, श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मयं दधाति स्वपदांतिकं, वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं सद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदानु सहगना श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखावितंश्च, हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमोऽस्तुते, तप्त कंचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरि प्रिये, नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतुषे नमः, वांचकल्पतरुभस्य कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः, नमां विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने, नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चिताद सतारिणे, जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदि गौर भक्तवृंद, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jai Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda. Jai Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So this is the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 23, Life's Ultimate Goal. And this is the Lord Chaitanya's instruction to Sanatana Goswami. Lord Chaitanya talked about he gave the three things, so many things, but mainly three: Sambandha, Abhideya, and Prayojana. So this is a chapter about Prayojana, ultimate goal, which is the love of God, Prema. Srila Prabhupada used to give very simple example to understand this Sambandha Abhideya Prayojana. He would say that two people want to start a business. So they want to know each other, they set up the goal. What product they're going to sell, whom going to sell, what with the market, where, how they stay, they figure it out and set up the goal. Next 10 years, we want to reach that goal. That's a Sambandha. Then Abhideya is they do the business. And the Prayojan is what they do after doing the business. They get profit, right? That is Prayojana. So similarly in devotional service, we are part and parcel of the Lord. We are spirit soul and we have relationship with the Lord. So relationship, establishing the relationship is the Sambandha. But to establish relationship, we have to do something. So we perform devotional service. That is Abhideya. And then we get what we get, perform devotions, we get love of God, go back home, back to God. This is Prayojana. So this is what here Lord Chaitanya is talking to Sanatana Goswami. Now, today's topic is very confidential kind of pastimes about this Purvarag, Pravas, Mana, and last one is the Prema Vaichitya, which is very, when Brajvihari was not going to give a class, so Sri Gaurangi called me and said, can you give a class? I said, let me see first what the slokas are about before I commit myself. So then I saw this man and Purvarag, which we discussed in Brajmandal Parikrama, because we go to those places. So I thought it would be easy for me to talk about. But another point is this pastimes of Radha Krishna, which are in this will be mentioned, are very confidential. And it is the instruction is given here because I just want to read it so we don't divert ourselves. Where is it? To my page. Yes. It's important to remind ourselves not to dwell into the details of Radha Krishna's intimate pastimes without being sufficiently purified of our material conditioning. Otherwise, we will find ourselves in difficulty in our spiritual life. These conceptual pastimes are the apex of Krishna consciousness, and we should hold them high above our heads with the greatest respect. We should remain conscious of the danger of becoming over-familiar and prematurely trying to focus on something for which we are not yet qualified. So whole point is that we have to discuss this pastime because that's what Lord Chaitanya is talking about. But we have to be careful because myself is still struggling on the anartha nivritti. How can I talk about those pastimes of the bhava and prema and bhava and all that? That is above my head. But I will try my best. So then the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before I go to this sloka, I wanted to say what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing here. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talks about the, he's talking about the different stages of bhakti, which is the sabandha, it is the ado shraddha sada sadhu sangha bhajan kriya anar nivritti nishtha ruchi ashakti bhava, which is the ecstatic emotional stage, and then prema. Then he's describing the nine stages of the bhava bhakti. And the person who has achieved that stage, you can see their activities. According to the symptoms, you can see the symptoms which is Lord Chaitanya is describing if the devotee is on that bhava stage. He is not interested in material enjoyment. He has taste in chanting. He has no interest, not wasting time. He is tolerance, forgiveness. These are all different symptoms Lord Chaitanya describes. Then he describes the symptoms of who is elevated on prema. See. Then after the prema is there, then he comes to the one of the five rasas. Santya Dasya Sakya Vatsala Madhurya. See. And then after that prema, when the prema is there, then it mixed with the Stai Bhava, then he tastes the rasa. Krishna is Rasaraj and the devotee can taste. And Lord Chaitanya gives example of the yogurt. If you mix sugar candy and the camphor and the black pepper, then it becomes tasty. So similarly here, the prema, the sthai bhava, sthai means we have a relationship, is sthai, steady, that is mixed with it, then we can taste rasa. So all this, and so all this is above our head, my head at least. You know, but we are on the path. We have purchased a ticket to go to Vrindavan, so either we will reach in this life or next life, doesn't matter, we'll be there. We just continue. See. Then the Lord Chaitanya is of course describing, today's topic is about the Madhurya Bhava. In Madhurya Bhava there is Vipralamba and the second is the Sambhoga. Vipralamba means in the separation. Separation, and the separation helps, nourishes emotion at the time of meeting. And this is what Lord Chaitanya has given us, the Vipralamba Bhava. In the, we in the separation, we think, when we are in separation, then we think of Krishna all the time, just like the six Goswamis in the Vrindavan. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So today is the Vipralamba Bhava, is there are four kind of separation. That's what this slokas today is talk about. And this we will talk, and we talk the two pastimes mainly about this mana and prema vaichitya, which is very confidential pastime, but I will try my best. Okay. So let's talk the, here is on the board, text number 64. Radhikaya Purvavargaye Prasiddha Pravasamane. Radhikaya प्रेम वैचित्य सी दशमे महिषी गणे राधिकाद्य पूर्व रागे प्रसिद्ध प्रवास मने प्रेम वैचित्य श्री दशमय महिषी गणे राधिकाद्य पूर्व रागे प्रसिद्ध प्रवास मने ब्रह्म वैचित्य श्री दशमे महिषी गणे Radhikadye in Srimati Radharani and other gopis. Purvaraga, feelings before union. Prasiddha, celebrated. Pravas mane, also pravas and man. Prema vichitya, feelings of fear of separation. Sri Dasame in the 10th canto. Mahishi Gane among the queens. Translation. Of the four kinds of separation, three, Purvarag, Pravasa, and Mana, are celebrated in Srimati Radhika, Radharani, and the gopis. In Dwarka, among the queens, feelings of prema vichitya very prominent. Text 65. This is the text is from the 10th canto, chapter 90, text 15. I will just read the translation and purport is just two lines. My dear friend Kurari, this is a Kurari bird. It is now night. And Lord Sri Krishna is sleeping. You yourself are not asleep and resting, but are lamenting. Should I presume that you, like us, are affected by the smiling, liberal, playful glances of the lotus-eyed Krishna? If so, your heart is deeply pierced. Is that why you are showing the signs of sleepless lamentation? Purport. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 10:29-15. Although the queens were with Krishna, they were still thinking of losing his company. So, in the previous verse, text 63, Srila Prabhupada is describing in the purport, about the first, let's talk first about the Purvarag. Purvarag is the feeling before the union. Means you have heard about him. you have heard about everything, his qualities, his pastimes, his you have heard about it, but you have not met him. An example is given of the Rukmini. Rukmini Devi had heard about Krishna from Narad Muni. Everything about Krishna. But she had not seen him. But she had that feelings of love for Krishna. So Rukmini wanted Rukmini to marry to Sisupal, which is Rukmini's father didn't want, but Rukmini, her brother, wanted to marry. So right away she had heard about Krishna so much that she sent a letter, she sent a brahmana to Dwarka to bring Krishna to kidnap her. So this is the Purvaraga. So we are also in our Krishna consciousness. We are constantly hearing Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's goal, Krishna's quality, Krishna Pasana. We keep hearing. Shravanam. So if you do that, what's gonna happen? Of course, Krishna is present in him in the form and quality is there. But by hearing, what will happen? That our heart will be purified and we will see Krishna. First we will see Krishna within our heart before we see Krishna outside. But we will need to purify our heart. And this purification of heart is by the chanting. So this is the Purvarag here Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami talking about. Then of course the mana. Now, as far as the man is concerned, there is no adequate translation of word mana in English. It is mentioned like a jealousy, anger, or sulkiness, pride, or haughtiness. I don't know what is haughtiness means. Haughtiness. That's what is said. This is the mana. And of course, this is the pastime takes place. Then in the Braj, there is a place called Man Sarovar. From Vrindavan, you cross the Jamuna, another side of Jamuna, there is a Man Sarovar, a Belvan, and then Man Sarovar. Belvan is a place where Lakshmi Devi is performing tapasya to enter in the Rasa dance. But still, she is still performing tapasya. She is not gone there. Because to enter in Raj dance means you have to follow in the footsteps of gopis, prajvasis. Means the gopis are using their paddy, they are making the from the cow dung, making the paddy. So Lakshmi has to do that. But Lakshmi doesn't want to give up her opulences. So there is a Man Sarovar. So what happens in the nectar of the ocean, Srila Prabhupada describing from Gita Govinda about this mana. It is said, Jayadeva Goswami, Jay said in Gita Govinda, when Srimati Radharani saw Krishna enjoying himself in the company of several other gopis, she became a little jealous because her special prestige was being dimmed. Therefore, she immediately left the scene and took shelter in a nice flower bush where the black drones were humming. Then, hiding herself behind the creepers, she began to express her sorrow to one of her confidants. Now, in the mana, what happens is that they both are in a mood. They both want to be together. They look for each other. But because of this situation, they are in that separation, they are thinking of it. And the pastime is given here about this mana is Because Krishna gives the time Radharani to come at certain time, but never shows up. He's always with someone. So he goes to someone, you know, some other gopis doesn't come. So Radharani is just sitting, waiting. She's waiting and Krishna comes after later on comes, but she's a mana, she's upset. She's not happy about the whole situation. So she, but at the same time, she cannot give up thinking of him. And when she comes, when he comes, she doesn't allow him. See. So he goes in other groves, and he's also keep thinking of her. So she is thinking there, he is thinking here. Like that. And finally, here it says that the when finally Krishna, Radharani allows him to come, then she is not happy with it still. But she cannot give up thinking. These are very, you know, highest level. Keep thinking. We meant to think of Krishna for 24 hours. That's what Krishna consciousness is, you know. And finally, she allows him. I mean, it's a long purport. Then here from Gita Govinda, it is what he says that he glorifies her, and he becomes completely submissive to Radharani. And begging her to give up her anger, and he wants to have her lotus feet put on his head. And that's what the famous shloka from Gita Govinda, where Jayadev Goswami was not sure to write it. So it is a smaragara khandanam, manasirasi mandanam, dehi pada pallavam udaram. O Radha, your lotus feet will fulfill all my desires. So kindly place them on my head. I am burning in the flame of Kamadev's bonfire. O please relieve my suffering by the touch of your cooling lotus feet. This is from Gita Govinda. And this is the point Jayadev Goswami was not sure to write. And you know all the pastimes, right? About Jayadev Goswami. Asli Nakli Jayadev Goswami. Krishna is coming as a Nakli Jayadev Goswami. Because Jayadev Goswami, he was hesitant to write this. He wasn't sure. And every day morning, early morning, he would get up and he'd go to take a bath in the river. So he'd go with a kamandalu and go to take a bath, come back, then his wife was a chaste wife, she would prepare for him for the offering to the offerings, and then after offering he would take prasad. But at that time in the night he was in this sloka he had to write, and he wasn't sure to write or not write. So he went to take a bath, and when you take a bath, then the Krishna came as a Nakli Jayadev Goswami, and he's knocking the door to open. So the wife is telling, I forgot the name of his wife, she's saying, Swami, what are you doing here? You go to take a bath. No, I have to write something. So he's writing in this, Krishna as Jayadev Goswami is writing this, you know. And then Jayadev Goswami says, I want to eat something now, cook something for me. She said, Swami, you don't eat right now. You go take a bath, you come, you do your puja, and then you eat. No, I want to eat right now. So his wife is cooking for Nakli Jayadev Goswami. And he's eating. Krishna is eating. So Krishna is first he goes and give me a piece of paper and pen. So Krishna is writing this what Jayadeva Goswami didn't want to write. Then after eating, he goes, now I'm going to go to take a bath. Swami, you don't go to do that. No, I'm going to take a bath. So he goes. Krishna goes away. And then the actual Jayadeva Goswami returns. He says, Swami, you just went to take a bath. Say, what are you talking about? I just went to take a bath. Say, no, you came and you asked me your piece of paper and write it, and you wanted to cook for me and you ate. So then Jayadeva Goswami realizing that this is the Krishna had come. So of course he says, show me that paper. Where is that paper? And that's what Krishna had written this, which Jayadeva Goswami was not sure to write. And then Jayadeva Goswami said, where is that plate which he ate? Where is that plate? Give me that plate. So Jayadeva's wife gives the plate and he is licking the plate. And he said, look at it. You are so fortunate that you cook prasadam for Krishna and Krishna, you feed Krishna. This is the Jayadeva Goswami. So anyhow, this is the pastime. It took place of this mana at Mansarovar. And there is a nice temple is there, a nice picture is there, where Krishna is Radharani is sitting up and Krishna at her lotus feet sitting and touching the lotus feet of Radharani. So this is about the mana. Then then the third one is the, here it describes about the pravasa. It is a separation due to being in distant places. And that is easy to understand. When Krishna is in Dvarka, Krishna is Mathura, the gopis and Krishna, all there, they are feeling separation from Krishna. But ultimately, the point is that all this separation are bringing to the union. And the last one is the prema vaichitya. Now, of course, here Krishna Kaviraj goes to describe our prema vaichitra, vaichitya in the Dwarkavasi, because queens are, Krishna is with queens in Dwarka, but what happens while Krishna is sleeping at night? Whom is calling out? Radhe, 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 Radhe. And queens are wondering, who is Radha? Krishna is so lovable that everybody feels separation from him when he leaves. Just like when he goes to herd the cows in the morning, then all the gopis, they feel separation from him. Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, all cowherd men, all the young gopis, they feel separation from him. Right? And when he goes to herd the cows in the forest, everybody's happy. All the creepers, all the birds, all the animals, all the trees, they are happy because the Krishna is there. But when then Krishna leaves in the evening, come back, leaves the forest, then they feel the forest animals, birds, the creepers, the trees, they all feel separation from him. And the gopis are happy because he is coming home. So this is the separation which is, because Krishna is lovable, he's a lovable person. Problem is, I don't love them, love him, there is a problem. He loves us, but I don't love him. See? So in this Prema Vaichitya Leela, which took place, there is a place called Prem Sarovar. There are different sarovars in Vrindavan. Pavan Sarovar, Kusum Sarovar, Prem Sarovar. This is Prem Sarovar is between the Barsana and Nandagram. And what happened is that he said Prema Vaichitya is a word used to indicate an abundance of love that brings about grief from fear of separation, even in the lover's presence. Means this is from the Bhakti Ratnakar is described. And then, of course, this is a very high topic, anyhow, from the Vidagdha Madhava, which is by Srila Rupa Goswami, describing this pastime about the Prem Vaichitya Leela. And he says that when Krishna was both are Krishna and Radharani, both are together. They are together with each other. He says, while Krishna was decorating Srimati Radharani with lotus flowers, a bumblebee, which was previously drinking nectar from the lotus flower of Krishna's hand, left its place and flew into the world of another lotus, one that adorned Srimati Radharani's ear. So the bumblebee, which is in the hand of the lotus, the flower which going to the Radharani's ear, she had a lotus flower and goes in, the bumblebee goes there. So, but Radharani is not feeling happy about it. This caused her to become agitated and Krishna to be delighted. So Madhu Mangal is there. So what Madhu Mangal does? He drives away the bumblebee, chases away the bumblebee. And he says, Madhu is gone, Madhu is gone, Madhu. Who is that Madhu? Radharani is thinking that Madhu is the Madhusudan. So Madhu means bee, but it's Radharani here that she took away the Madhusudan. She took it to Madhusudan. But Madhusudan is, Krishna is next to her, but she is thinking that he is gone. He's gone. Although Krishna was sitting right beside her, she was overwhelmed by the ecstasy of separation. Radhika is thinking, this is from Vidagdha Madhava, now Krishna will not decorate my hair. She is there, but she is thinking that Krishna will not decorate my hair with Vasanti flowers. Now the garland of Champak flowers I have strung with not kiss his chest. Now I will not be able to jokingly strike him with a cluster of Malati flowers. Appearing in the disguise of separation from Krishna, a great forest fire is now burning around me. This is the, she is expressing her feelings. And then what happens? When she is expressing her feeling, she is withdrew from her external consciousness and she is crying. And while she is crying, torrents of the from her eyes are flowing like a rain, like a river. And Krishna is seeing that Krishna is also crying. So both are together, both are crying. And from the both were crying, this sarovar, like a little kund, like a little lake gather the water. And that water is the Prem Sarovar. Both are having that love, with tears of love in the separation. Even though they are together, is forming the whole kunda. So this is what they are describing this person. Krishna was so moved by her ecstatic manifestation of love that he too shed tears. In intense love for each other, their hearts melted together and their combined tears formed the beautiful Prem Sarovar. So that Prem Sarovar is still there at present. When you go to Barsana, from Barsana is not far distance, this Prem Sarovar is there. So this is what Lord Chaitanya is talking to Sanatan Goswami. Any questions, any comments? No question, no comments. Okay. Yes, Prabhuji.
One of the reasons why One of the reasons why Lord Rama is such a prominent incarnation.
Sorry?
Ramachandra is such a prominent incarnation.
Lord Ram.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is not only because he was the ideal king and demonstrated, set the example for all kings, but there was so much separation from Sita. So this is sort of a prelude to Krishna's pastimes. So that if you hear about Lord Ram's feelings of separation for Sita, it will give you a little more qualification for understanding Radha and Krishna's pastimes.
Yeah, we know that this separation with the gopis is the, what do you call the, there is with the queens, with the married, and right, Swakya and Parakya. So this slok number 65 is talking about this Swakya, because all the queens are there and they are feeling separation, even though Krishna is with them, because they are afraid that he will leave. And Parikya, which is the gopis, you know. So here, Lord Ramchandra's separation from Sita, you can say, is the Parikya.
Yeah, it's a mixture. Even though they were married, no other incarnation had that much separation previously.
And that's why when Ravana, you know, kidnapped Sita, and Ram with Lakshman is traveling to forest, and he's asking the creepers, he's asking the trees, he's asking even the deer and everybody, did you see Sita? Did you see Sita? Right? In the separation. He's asking, keep asking everybody. Welcome. Any other point?
You described the manifestation of Prem Sarovara and Manas Sarovara. What does Bindu Sarovara mean? It was, you know, that's come up with the pastimes of Kardama Muni and the Lord appearing to him. What does Bindu mean?
I don't know.
Madhumati? Bindu means drop.
Yeah, and I think Bindu Sarovar describes in I think pastime about Bindu Sarovar is described in the CC, in Madhyalila. I forget, but I'll send you something. But Bindu means drop.
It was created by the tears of the Lord when he was so pleased with Kardama Muni.
Well, maybe, yeah. Yeah, I'm not too sure. Does anybody else remember here? That's where it is.
That's where we've been reading, yeah. I didn't know what Bindu meant.
Yeah, interesting.
There is also Pavan Sarovar. Pavan Sarovar, yes. That is the name of by the Pavan Sarovar is in Nandagram, which is where Radharani used to cook for Krishna, and Pavan is the one of the relatives, something, and the name of him is Pavan Sarovar. There is also Bimal Kund. Anything else? Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Miss AI says it's Lake of Drops. All right. So obviously AI is almost as smart as Madhumati.